Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. Sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
It's that time, second date update, every hour in the 40s with Thunder and PT. And Jerry messaged us, wants to obviously be on second date update. Jerry, what is going on with Tess? What's the latest?
I mean, good question. She hasn't texted me back in a week and a half, and so I don't really know.
Bummer. Well, let's start with, like, what do you like about Tess? Why do you want to see her again?
Oh, man. She has, like, really good heart, and it doesn't hurt that she's gorgeous.
Well, that's a good start. So let's get to the date and how you guys hit it off and got along.
Well, we hung out a while after work. It was fun. We covered all the first date bases, you know, work, family. She shared some laughs, and I thought that we just had really good chemistry.
Okay. Were there any mishaps that we should know about?
No. I mean, I could have been complaining about my boss too much. You know how work is. You get riled up from work, and you just decide to vent a little. Yeah. And it's been a learning curve just adapting to, you know, my boss's new leadership style. So maybe Tess thinks I'm a negative person.
Okay.
How did the date end, Jerry? Did you guys say, hey, like, see you later? Did she say anything? Was there any, like, embrace?
Well, actually, we shared a brief kiss goodnight.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was good. I made sure that my breath was fresh, and we talked about seeing each other again halfway through the date. So I am at a complete loss.
Yeah, well, we are too. Okay. So if you're cool with this, we're going to give Tess a call to see what we can find out. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Well, that's where we come in. Let's see what the reasoning is why Tess isn't getting back to Jerry for a second date.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Tess, please?
Speaking. I'm not interested. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Tess, this is not a sales call or anything like that. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Tess.
And you made...
Oh.
Yeah, hi. And you made... We'll just get right to it. You made such a good impression on one of our listeners that he asked us to call you to let you know that he would love to see you again, and he's a little perplexed why you haven't gotten back to him.
Okay. Well, this is either good news or bad news, I guess. So who's the guy?
Do you remember meeting Jerry after work, like a week ago?
Oh, God. Can I pass on the date now and just save us all the time?
Oh,
okay, no.
No.
So that's kind of a strong reaction. Would you mind Tess, sharing with us why you don't want to see Jerry again?
Oh, it's something I would tell him. But whatever mint or gum he had right before we kissed was nasty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said at the end of the day that there was a kiss goodnight, but you didn't enjoy that or what?
No, not really. I honestly left traumatized.
Because of his mint?
Yeah. I mean, but, like, how do you tell someone right after a kiss that someone, like, that his breath mints are some disgusting combination of, like, cinnamon, chocolate, and wintergreen?
Well, okay. Anyway, listen, Tess, something we didn't tell you up front is that Jerry, we talked to him about 5 minutes ago or less, and he's been holding on to see if we could get a hold of you and see what the explanation was why you weren't getting back to him. And now that you've let us know, he's been listening in. So could we listen? I think he kind of would like to hear this from you instead of from. Yeah, it would just take like 1 minute, and this would maybe do him good. So could we just talk to him for a second?
No, I don't want to talk to him about it.
Honestly, just take like two. Just stay right there.
Oh my god!
Hey, Jerry, can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here.
Jerry. So you obviously could hear Tess on the other line explaining why she. What's going on with the mint, Jerry?
I popped the cinnamon Altoid right before we left the restaurant, and I thought that
it's such a bad flavor.
Well, I mean, listen, it actually gets worse. Not for nothing. My cousin gave me a gag gift of chocolate mints one time. And, when I was at the restaurant, I saw some chocolate mints that were there as well. And I decided to take them. And, I had those after the date. And I panicked and I spat it out because it didn't really taste all that great. And so I swapped it with a cinnamon one. And,
Well, why didn't you just, stick with a kiss on the cheek? Because I did not need to be subjected to that weird taste.
You guys, I guess, Tess, maybe, so you have a great time with Jerry, and then, so the kiss bombed or whatever, or even maybe the kiss itself didn't bomb, but, the breath part.
It's an innocent mistake.
Yeah, I don't think he, meant to obviously do this. So, can you, just can't get over that. You can't,
Can you give him another chance? I mean, he overcompensated maybe with the other men, and maybe the combination of it was a disaster, but...
Listen, not for nothing. I had already, didn't like it myself, and I already tossed out the weird chocolate mint one, so I can't have that happen again.
I don't know. I'm a romantic, and it seems kind of like a bad sign that our first kiss went so bad.
I know, but I know that you don't like cinnamon now, and I'll throw those out too.
Listen, Tess, before you make your decision, you could always think of your second kiss as actually your first official kiss.
There you go. Just forget that first one.
So I appreciate you're trying to make this work, but it's just too much chaos. Jerry, you bring too much chaos. I mean, this even
it's a no then from.
Yeah.
No. I feel like there are a ton of couples where they probably could describe their first kiss as being.
But she can't get it.
Not amazing.
But Tess, you can't get
it. It's like
that.
A funny story.
Yeah, but Tess, you can't. The problem, you even said it, that you're traumatized, that you can't get the taste or the smell or the combination of the two out of your mind enough to give. To give Jerry a second chance.
No, it just it stuck with me.
Yeah.
It stuck with me. Triggered. I don't know how to explain it. It just kind of was
you can't think of Jerry without thinking of.
I feel like if we had a dollar for every time a relationship worked out, even after a bad first kiss, I mean, Brooke and myself, I bet you Thunder and Jess, your first kiss maybe wasn't great.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
It was in a parking garage in St. Paul.
There you go.
But Jerry, I'm afraid, for whatever reason, Jerry, there's no magic for Tess in your first kiss.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just want you guys both to know we're always here for your dating endeavors. And thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.